going to finish on Apple TV with a two-part documentary arriving on Friday, the 29th of March. It's called Steve! Exclamation mark. And here is a clip.
And if you bought my album and you came down here expecting me to do a lot of routines from the record and I didn't do them, well, excuse me!
This guy was getting people so happy.
I always thought, this just does not happen. And it did.
Yeah, so I've obviously enjoyed watching Steve Martin over the years, but I'm not sure that I knew that much about him. And this is a new documentary, as you say, made by Apple TV Plus. And this looks back at his lifetime and where it started, which I suppose I just didn't know enough about him. In my years, it's been him in movies. And yes, he's funny, but I didn't realise that he actually started out as a comedian, a comedian, and that was it, a stand-up comedian, in fact. And this is really interesting because it takes you right back to the very beginning of that and how he kind of changed the face of comedy. And it features contributions from Tina Fey, Jerry Seinfeld, Eric Idle, all talking about how he sort of changed the face of comedy at that time. And it was quite sort of slapstick in places. It was quite sort of, you know, some of the stuff that I watched on there, I thought, well, I don't find that very funny, but the audience are absolutely rolling around. So, of course, it did really well. Now, the first episode is narrated largely by him, by Steve Martin. And it's using all that archive footage. So you see there's some in black and white. You see him on stage doing what, as I say, how he started out. And it wasn't until I think he was in his 30s, he kind of turned his back on comedy and went into the kind of, I suppose, acting and doing that kind of, because I think my first outing with him was Father of the Bride, which of course he was really funny in. And then the second episode is more about him and what sort of, because he was actually somebody who was very, very anxious. He was anxiety ridden, and the idea that he would be able to go on stage or even become the kind of person that he's become today in the public eye, even to him by his own admission, is quite something. So you really learn a lot about him, because quite often with comedians there's quite a big backstory, isn't there? There's a reason, or they hide behind that, and in this instance exactly the same thing with Steve Martin. So I felt that it was really interesting documentary. I learned a lot about him, and if you like Steve Martin, then it's definitely one for you. But if you're not, you know, that phased, you'll still learn a lot. So definitely worth a watch. Ian?
I really enjoyed it, and like you, I learned a lot that I didn't know, because I know Steve Martin very much from films like The Three Amigos, which is just superb, and LA Story and Roxanne. There's some interesting stuff about his relationship with his father, which wasn't great, and also in part two, the fact that he became a father himself quite late on in life, and his thoughts about that. Yeah, his days, he was kind of like one of the first megastar stand-up comedians, kind of arena-filling stand-ups with an absolutely fanatical fan base. So that was quite interesting. You can tell that he really felt the flops of his film career very deeply, but of course he had a lot of successes as well. And then latterly, I don't know if you've seen on Netflix, I don't know if it's still on there, but there's he now works as a sort of double act with Martin Short, who was in Three Amigos with him, and they're hilarious, kind of taking the mickey out of each other, and it's a sort of mix of songs and kind of jokes and really good act. So he's doing that these days, and I think he much prefers being part of a double act, because it's, you know, the life of a solo performer, it's quite a lonely one. And he does talk about how he never really kind of let people in, you know, he was quite closed off. Although, of course, he did, I think among his previous relationships, Victoria Principal, of course, I think he was married to. Anyway, if you're a Steve Martin fan, even if you're not hugely, it's a really interesting and moving story, actually. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. Recommend it.